Hi, thank you for holding. My name is Laquana, and I'm the fraud supervisor. May I please have the first and last name?
Richard Greeley.
I do. Thank you for that. And we have the email address as rgreeleyrn@gmail.com.
That's correct.
And okay, I'm just waiting for the system to load. Okay, so I did locate an account. It looks as though a sweepstakes was entered for the KitchenAid, and it looks as though the account was canceled, just recently canceled by the representative that you were speaking with. Now, the reason why you see that charge is because you had 3 days to cancel out the account.
Well, if anything was set up and sent to my email, nothing was received in my email. So if something was set up inadvertently, either by me or if somebody did it fraudulently, no email was sent to my email that you just told me about.
About the KitchenAid?
Email was set up fraudulently, and I didn't get an email if it was set up inadvertently. So I don't know how it happened or if it was done fraudulently. So I've already called my bank and told them it was a fraudulent charge. So I didn't set it up.
Okay, so when you contacted your bank, did you file a dispute?
I did.
Okay, so being that you've already filed a dispute, you would have to wait for your bank to reach out to you.
I told them it was a fraudulent charge because I don't know what the charge is. I have no idea. I do the charge. So.
Okay, sir. But being that you've already filed a dispute, you need to follow up with your bank.
Okay, that's fine. I thought I would find out what was going on because I saw there was a phone number and I called the number on the charge to figure out what it was about. But,
yes, sir.
So, I mean, if you think that you just don't want to take care of the charge.
It's not that we don't want to take care of the charge. You've already filed a dispute, so there's nothing that we can do. You have an open investigation going on. They're going to reach out to us, and we'll provide them with any necessary documentation or information they require as to why you were billed. So your financial institution will get in contact with you after they speak with us.
Okay. Well, I mean, never mind. Okay. Obviously, you don't want to take care of the charge.
We cannot, sir. You have you filed a dispute. We can't do anything once you file a dispute.
Yes,
had you not filed a dispute,
ma'am,
we would have been able to assist you.
You still can do that. You're just choosing not to. So
no, it's the company's policy.
Well, you still, just because it's a policy doesn't mean that you can't do it.
So we're not supposed to abide by company's policy and rules and regulations.
Just because it's a policy doesn't mean that you can't take care of the charge if it's a fraudulent charge and make it easier on both sides.
I understand that, sir. But all of the information has been verified and you stated that you filed a dispute.
It's verified, yes, but it's not my charge.
Yes, sir. But you've contacted your bank and filed a dispute. Once you do that, everything halts on the account.
It's not a dispute. It's a fraudulent charge.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Thank you.